welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 192 for February 8th, 2009.
Once I was lonely.
The music in this podcast is performed by Edgar Gabriel's String Fusion.
I saw the feelings.
The song is Would You Be My Valentine?
Not knowing someone would share my heart someday.
You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.blogspot.com. Welcome, everybody, to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm glad to have you on board. My name is Barry Kantz, and I'm your host for the show. And coming up in the show here during the co-hosted segment, we're going to be talking about a business opportunity that may be just for you, particularly if you live in an area that is a tourist attraction. This may be just for you. You can add this to your travel agent business, and it fits in quite well. So stay tuned and listen for that. In the meantime, if you want to check out the website, go over to www.hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. And there you're going to find a link to all the previous shows, a description of the shows. And on the right-hand side of the page, you're going to find a place where you can put in your email address, and you will receive the show notes automatically in your email box. Now, that's convenient.
We took our chances and fell.
If you want to drop me an email, comment about the show, good, bad, indifferent, have a question, we love to hear from you, and you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. I know the economy is taking its toll. We got the window open in the background. You may hear another dog, and I'm surprised. Coco sitting here on the back of my chair, and he's about ready to speak to that other dog. So if you hear him chime in, well, he hasn't been on the show for a while lately, so I'll introduce Coco. He's our Maltese poodle mix. He's a cream-colored Maltese poodle mix, and he's about a 15-pound dog. Not a very big dog, but his bark is certainly bigger than his bite. And he makes an appearance on the show every once in a while, so he made his appearance today. You know, with this economy, it's kind of tough, and traveling is a little bit tough. And if you can avoid traveling for business, that's great. Traveling for vacation, don't avoid it. You know, everybody needs a bit of a vacation, a time away, and there are some very good vacation deals out there, particularly to Mexico. And I know most of your travel agents, and you probably know all this already, but if you're doing business and you spend time driving or flying to meet clients in person, well, stop letting those kind of travel costs eat away at your bottom line. Do more and travel less with GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix. GoToMeeting lets you launch sales presentations, product demos, or training sessions right from your own computer. It's like meeting in person, but less expensive and less time-consuming. You can meet from your office, home, hotel room, anytime, anywhere, and you can try GoToMeeting for free for 45 days. Now, for this special offer, you must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcasts. For a free trial, and check it out. It's a great product, and I'm happy to have them as advertisers on the show. Well, with that, what I want to do is get into the co-hosted segment, and then shortly after the co-hosted segment, I have a couple of news items, not very many. I was out there looking for news items, and I don't know, maybe it's the time of the year or whatever, but there's not a lot of travel news items out there this time around. I check 46 different feeds, 46 different RSS news feeds for travel news so that I can bring some interesting news items to the show, and there wasn't just that much out there this time around. So I've got a couple news items after the co-hosted segment, and we'll get into that. So right now, let's move on into the co-hosted segment with Lorraine Romero, and me.
Welcome, everybody, to the Home Base Travel Agent Podcast. My name is Lorraine Romero, and I am the co-host. We have decided this week that we are going to change things up a little bit. Barry has brought on two guests, and he would like to interview them tonight. So I would like to introduce you to Barry Camps, the show host, who will take over the interview, and we'll have some great guests on tonight. Barry, how are you today?
Oh, doing good. Thanks, Lorraine. And you're doing well out there in what, California?
I am. We are so happy to do the little rain dance right now. We don't need another drought.
Well, very good. Well, you know, I have a couple of guests here with us, and the reason they're here is, well, this originally started out where I did, I think it was a press release, and I saw the press release, and I included it in the news section of the show. And it was a press release, I believe, by Tours by Locals. But that's who the company is, and we have two of their principals here tonight with us. And I did the press release, and then Lucianne Evans, one of our guests here, who's been a guest a couple times, actually contacted them and signed up for their service. And then Greg, who I'll introduce here in a second, contacted me and said, hey, we have Lucianne Evans signed up. Maybe we ought to be on your show. And I said, well, hey, that's a good idea. And we're happy to have them. And it sounds like an interesting service, and they'll tell you more about it. But first off, I want to introduce Greg Scott. And Greg, what's your title there, Tours by Locals? I didn't get that.
My title is Content Manager. By that, my position is I ensure that the content of our on the website is complete and accurate, as well as I do a lot of communication with the guides who apply and take them through the interview process. Which is usually just a couple of reference checks and a couple of phone interviews, just to make sure they are who they say they are and that they're good-natured people. So, in a nutshell, that would be my job title.
Okay, great. And we also have Paul Melhus, who is the president of Tours by Local. And what I want to do is turn it over to Paul, and he can give us a little bit of the background on the company and what it's all about. Welcome aboard, Paul.
Hello. Yes, thank you very much, Barry. Tours by Locals is a very new business. We actually launched our website in November of 2008, so we're just a few months into the process. The idea for the companies came to myself and my partner, who is the technical brains behind this organization, Dave Vincent, when we were traveling in China. Arranged to hire a taxi to take us out to the Great Wall of China, the further out one at Simatai, where there's not so many tourists, because we don't see ourselves as the kind of traveler that gets on a big tour bus. But while we were on the wall at Simatai, we passed a group of sort of ladies that were sort of in their 40s, kind of weather-beaten looking people, but very nice and friendly. And two of them paired off and started following us around, and their English was reasonable, and they gave us a wonderful tour, actually, of the Great Wall of China, or that section of it. They were actually local women, farmers, and I guess they did this tour guiding stuff on the side. But you know, there was always a real undercurrent of why are they doing this, why are they being so nice and giving us this tour, and it was a little bit uncomfortable, but we still enjoyed finding out about the history of it and a little bit about their life living close to the Great Wall, until it came time for us to leave. And then they started bringing out all of this stuff that they wanted to try and sell us, calendars and cards and books and little things with our, initials on it and all that sort of thing, stuff that we totally didn't want to do. And everybody felt really uncomfortable, and we ended up just giving them some money And, you know, they weren't that happy, and we weren't happy. So on the flight segment, we started thinking about why couldn't we have had a proper, you know, business relationship with these two ladies? You know, they obviously had something valuable to offer, and we really enjoyed what they gave us, but we had to kind of get scammed at the end in order for there to be, you know, a rationale, a business rationale. So that kind of gave us the idea of Tours by Locals, a platform, a sort of marketplace where these, for people like the two ladies from China, could promote themselves and, or, you know, put up a website, tell what they want to do, and we would handle all of the credit card processing and booking and marketing and, you know, do all those sort of back-end things that would be very challenging for them to do. You know, and these women have cell phones, you know, so, and they're fairly well, everybody in China seems to have a cell phone, but, you know, so the technology isn't a problem, but the reaching of the customers seems to be problematic. And so that was basically where the idea started, and over the course of a couple of years, we developed the website Tours by Locals.
Oh, very good.
So that's our story.
Yeah, interesting story, and an interesting way to help people out with their business. And, of course, you've brought that concept to North America, and are you also involved in Europe and other places, China probably?
Yeah, sure, Greg. Do you want to speak to the places that where you've been guys have contacted us?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. Well, we started out when I first started with Tours by Locals. We were in Vancouver, Whistler, and in St. Petersburg, and a few in Moscow, I believe. But now we've got guides in places such as Kyrgyzstan, Thailand, Iceland, Brazil, Moscow, St. Petersburg, both in Russia, of course. One has just been approved for active guide status in Spain, and of course Lucianne Evans, who's in Asheville. So you know we've got a full spectrum of nationalities on board with us, and you know a lot of them have really, especially our guide Almaz in Kyrgyzstan. You know, he's been very reliable in terms of when he'll be in communication with us and stuff like that, and what he wants to do. And you know, a lot of these people who apply, we one of our aims is to directly benefit the guide and the community from which they come. But as well, you know, a lot of them are very proud to show off their native regions, and you know, we encourage them to have kind of the more unusual tours. So, you know, you can have a day with a guide in Rio, and he will take it's with a fellow named José, and you know, very passionate about his city, knowledgeable. Or you can in Iceland with a guy named Petra, you can go experience what it's like to have a meal with an Icelandic family, or and go hear folk stories and stuff like that. So we want to avoid, Paul, I think you mentioned this earlier, we want to avoid, you know, cramming people into a 20 passenger bus and just seeing the city. We do have city tours in various places, but a lot of our guides are very passionate about just showing off their passions in their city, and that's what we look for. So, you know, it's a very universal thing. It's not just you know, because we have some outdoorsy people in Vancouver doesn't mean we're not going to have any in Brazil or something like that. So it's very much a way for people around the world to show off their regions and what they're passionate about, you know, in that region. We get guide applications almost every day you know, from Thailand or where have you. So, you know, we're definitely getting out there, and we look forward to having all kinds of nationalities with us. So that's, you know, we're definitely wanting to reach out.
Okay. Now, let me give you a hypothetical. I live along the Lake Michigan shoreline here in western Michigan, and within about a 60-mile stretch along the shoreline, there's probably five or six lighthouses, and a lot of people are interested in lighthouses and say, okay, I want to set up a lighthouse tour along the shoreline of Lake Michigan for those 60 miles, and I want to sign up with tours by locals. What's the process, and what do I do, and how does it all work?
I'll take this one, I guess.
Oh, yep.
Basically, the way it works is you may see, obviously, you'll come to our site through one of our various means of advertising, there'll be an option to register as a guide. Now, when you register as a guide, you'll basically just fill in some very basic information, email, phone number, when we can reach you, and a little bit about yourself, and just not necessarily why you think you'd be a good tour guide per se, but why you would, what would you do to, how would you show off where you live? Like, what would you do to include people, I guess? Tour guide experience is not necessary to be with us, which is one of the great things. You just sort of have to have the right personality for it. What would happen is an email, we'd receive your application, within the that day or the next few days, we would call you on the phone numbers that you provide for us, where we would start first full interview. Now, this is just a basic phone interview, just a couple of questions, and just to ask you a few questions, see what your personality is like, and what kind of tours you'd like to offer. And then we'd ask for two references. Now, one of them can be member, but we prefer professional contacts. And we then ask them a series of three questions, and we would proceed to a phone interview, which would say, your references are checked out, and these are the next couple steps. Once you're approved for active guide status, you have access to a wide range of web tools that are very well designed, in my opinion. A lot of guides, sometimes they think that creating their first tour might be overwhelming, but once you do that, it becomes very, very easy. You set up as well a public profile, which showcases you on the website, talks a little bit about yourself and why you're such a great guy, and then your tours, which are created, are based, we encourage to be based on something you're passionate about in your region. So in this case, the lighthouses on Lake Michigan. We like to have a wide variety of tours, but we also like to have an unusual twist. So maybe you could include a couple of shipwrecks or some ghost stories or stuff like that, or you'd sit down at a lighthouse and have sort of a lunch that a lighthouse keeper might have, or something like that, just to put a twist on it and to make it unique, because we want the traveler to feel like they're part of the community. So we want them to feel like they're part of that history or the stories behind whichever area you're showcasing. So that's basically the procedure that happens. We are, like I said, there's no experience necessary. It's a plus if you have it. Because you have such a wide range of web tools to use, you should be sort of entrepreneurial, creative, and just really passionate about where you live. Because when you combine all of those things, you're going to make great quality tours. So.
What would the expectations be in terms of transportation? Say my 60-mile Lake Michigan shoreline lighthouse tour. how would the people, they would travel with me, I would think, obviously. So I'd need a vehicle that would accommodate 4 or 5 people.
Yep. We like to encourage the use of public transportation, just because this is, you know, we want people to get the local feeling. But in a case like that, you can use your vehicle, or you rent a vehicle, of course, and you would indicate that in your pricing of your tours. It's kind of, in my opinion, kind of fun when people use their own cars, because you're not on a bus with a whole lot of other people, and you really get to feel that you're in the mix, and that you're very much willing to show off your area. You know, you're taking the time out of your day to use your car, and just really make them feel like locals. So,
okay, very good. Now, the question: how do I make money on my tour, and how do you make money?
Well, that's a good question, and that's a frequently asked question by our guys, probably the most frequently asked question that I encounter. The way to price, there are two ways. The first one that we like to have is the only price on our tours, our base price, but we have a per person price option. Now, per person price is for anything that is going to be the same price for one person for something that's part of the tour, so maybe museum admission or something like that. In your base price, you indicate any kind of overhead charges that you might incur, and maybe transportation if you're going to be using your own vehicle, as well as the profit you would like to make. Now, the way Tours by Locals succeeds when the guide succeeds is that we keep a 20% commission, which is substantially smaller than a lot of tour agencies. For example, I have some tour guides that I speak with, and they say that a lot of tour companies ask 60% commission, right? So it's a very small commission. As well, you're not paying anything to log on to the site, and there's no ongoing cost, which a lot of people are kind of struck by. A lot of guides think that that's kind of bizarre. But there's no startup fee, no ongoing fee. So the risk that you really have is, an hour out of you to create a public profile and a tour. So,
well, this is a great opportunity, I think, for our listeners, our travel agent listeners, or even if you aren't a travel agent, it's a great opportunity to develop a sideline business. And and maybe this is a question, Greg, if I'm taking people along the shoreline on a tour, maybe I've got a family or whatever, would it be appropriate for me to let them know I'm a travel agent and that they could do future business with me?
Absolutely. That's we want people to in the description say what they do as their profession. Some of them are professional tour guides, and that's their occupation. But we're really for the local people who have a variety of different professions, and so it really lends itself to part-time work. There's some guides on the system now that only offer tours on Saturday and Sunday because they have a full-time job, or they have a flexible work schedule so that they can take people out during the day, or during the weekdays. But yeah, it's very you're definitely encouraged to talk about the kind of business, your main job, basically. So.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes it personal.
I was going to say, if I could say it again, that to all the people listening out there and that are wanting to become tour guides, you don't need a tour guide experience is not a requirement with us. So if you've got the motivation, the creativity, and the entrepreneurial spirit, then come on by and apply.
And how do they reach you, Greg, or how do they apply? What's the contact information?
The initial contact information, you would want to go to our website. Our specific guide join page is www.toursbylocals, so tours, plural, by locals, locals, plural, .com/guide_join. And as I was mentioning earlier, what will happen when someone applies and registers, an email will be sent to us, and I will get in contact with you using either one of the phone numbers you provided or a reliable email address if no phone numbers are present. So that's the initial sort of registration page. And if you would like to contact me about any questions directly, you can give me an email at gscott, so G for Greg, S-C-O-T-T, at toursbylocals.com. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you have regarding becoming a guide with us, the process. We also provide a training fact sheet. So if you've got any questions about how to prepare for a tour and deliver a quality tour, then we have that on hand as well.
Oh, very good. And Lorene, do you have questions of Greg or Paul?
Yeah, thank you, Barry. I was curious. I know one of the areas that you cover is Vancouver, and this we're going to be coming up to cruise season soon, and lots of cruise ships either start or end in Vancouver. Do you have any tours that you feel kind of stand out, might be a little bit unusual, that some of the clients that we all have might be interested in?
Well, I'd say that we, and Paul, I'm sure you can agree with me on this, we have quite a few varied tours. There's a tour where you can go on a haunted pub crawl of Vancouver, or one where you can do the walk the famous Gross Grind, or rather hike the famous Gross Grind with Paul. Well, there are some tours where you can go check out the best restaurants in Vancouver. There's a fellow named Alvin on our site, and he takes you to one of the best restaurants in Vancouver, just will sit down and eat with you and tell you about the history of Vancouver and that kind of thing. So definitely quite a few tours. Vancouver is such a dynamic city that we have lots on offer, not only in Vancouver but in Whistler as well. So
great, thank you. I just know that cruise time is coming, and it's a wonderful destination.
Yes.
And as always, we really encourage clients to have a day or two in town versus just running from the airport to the cruise line and being able to enjoy the environment there, because it's a wonderful town. So thank you.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to the warmer months for cruise season for sure. So.
Okay, Paul, Greg, is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about Tours by Locals that we haven't covered?
Just the one thing that I'd mention is that when people it doesn't end when you put your tours up on the on our website. One of the value added things that we offer is the marketing of the tour, and our background is in search engine optimization. So we will create, specialized landing pages so that, your tours will come up in searches on relevant terms. And we're starting to roll out now an advertising program and public relations to really promote our guides. And so that's one of the reasons why we like the more unusual tours, because it's a lot easier to wrap a press release around a tour that takes you out into the forests of Siberia and, you know, to a country, Dhaka, and with a local guide or with a local person, you know, then a city tour of a city. So, but yeah, we're really big on marketing, and you know, that's part of the service that we offer to our guide. Really, you know, because we don't make money until the guide makes money.
Yeah, you have a very nice website. I was impressed. It's very nice.
Thank you.
I think we might have lost Greg. I heard a call drop there with that ping.
Yes, I did. I heard that too.
Yes, I think we may have lost Greg. He may come back in here in a minute or two, but I think we're just about to wrap it up. What do you think, Lorene?
Yeah, this has been wonderful. Is that Greg back?
I am. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I just stopped hearing everything.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, welcome back. We were just wrapping it up. What would, again, if you'd be kind enough to let our listeners know your web address and a good email address for them to reach you if they have any questions or want to look into this further.
Sure. Our website is www.toursbylocals.com. And if you'd like to email me directly, you can contact me at gscott@toursbylocals.com. And I will be more than happy to give you any information that you're interested in, tell you a bit about our site, the process to become an active guide, and as Paul was mentioning, you know, how we... market, how we drive customers toward your site, just any other inquiries you might have, I would be more than happy to answer.
Okay, great. Just to make one thing clear here, that somebody may be looking for the answer to this question: if they sign up with your site, they don't need their own website, right?
That is correct. They will have their own public profile and tour page. And we're actually starting to showcase our guides more. It's one of the things that we've got in the mix. So you'll definitely have good coverage, and you'll be able to be looked up on the internet with your own URL, as well as I mentioned, your own tour page. So you know, you'll technically have your own little website, or at least part of a website.
Okay, great. Well, Lorene, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do it?
Well, thank you, Barry. My email address is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com. And Barry, if people want to reach you.
They can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I want to thank Greg and Paul for being guests on the show. You have a great product, an interesting product, and I'd like to learn more about it myself. So I really appreciate you coming on board.
Well, thanks a lot for having us, Barry and Lorene. That was great. Thanks.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Barry, we'll talk with you next week.
All righty. We'll be here next week.
Thank you for being the co-host and leading the session.
Oh, it was fun.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Lorene, Greg, and Paul. Great business idea, and I hope some of you have an opportunity to check out the website and even take advantage of this opportunity where you can be your own tour operator. And this news story that I have coming up kind of plays into that whole thing, because China, tourism from China to the United States has been growing leaps and bounds. In 2007, over 500,000 People's Republic of China Hong Kong residents visited the U.S. And this is from an announcement. It's not really a news article. It's an announcement from the Office of Travel and Tourism Industries, put out by the U.S. government. That's a U.S. government office. And it's an office that promotes travel and tourism to the United States. And they're making note here that over 500,000 People's Republic of China Hong Kong residents visited the United States in 2007, and over 350,000 from the People's Republic of China alone, which is up 24% over 2006, up 59% from 2000, and up 90% since 1997. So obviously, China, the Chinese people are really interested in the United States. In 2008, China will become the fourth largest arrival market within Asia for the USA, and the only top Asian market to post double-digit growth. So people from China are flocking to visit the United States as tourists. What's that mean to you? Well, if you take advantage of what Paul and Greg have to offer over their tours by locals, you may be able to take advantage of this tourism, the tourists, the Chinese tourists that are coming to this country, especially if you live in an area where the Chinese tourists want to visit. So you might get a hold of Craig and see if you can set something up along that line. But in the meantime, the reason that the Office of Travel and Tourism Industries put this information out is that they're hosting a webinar, and the webinar is entitled China's Outbound Travel Market, Important Developments for U.S. Operators and Destinations. Now, this is presented by the U.S. Department of Commerce, and it's in cooperation with the National Tour Association and U.S. Travel Association. Now, the details of this webinar is that it occurs Wednesday, February 18th, and that's coming up. It begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So for many of you that are holding down a full-time job or have other things going on during the day, you can attend this at 8 p.m., and it goes until 9:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, February 18th, 2009. Now, the cost of the webinar is $50. And what you're going to get is a market overview, a market briefing, which includes visitor statistics, traveler preferences, booking methods, cultural concerns and differences. You also get market entry in China travel preferences, best practices on working with Chinese travel industry, and building exposure and awareness in the market, timeliness for travel promotion, and more. And you hear from a leading China-U.S. tour operator. Now, they don't have that speaker confirmed yet, but you will hear from a leading China-U.S. tour operator. Now, they're also going to talk about the Memorandum of Understanding between the U.S. and China, as well as the status of China Outbound Leisure National Tour Association inbound program, and that's a mouthful, obviously written by the government. You may want to tune in to this webinar, and I will have a link to the information in my show notes. And I will have a phone number and a website and all the information in the show notes where you can go and register and sign up for this this course, this webinar. Now, the OSSN is a large organization for travel agents, and OSSN stands for the Outside Sales and Support Network. And what they've done, they've launched a new home-based agent blog. Now, this is a new online resource, and it's the first blog written and produced by a travel agent association. And what they want to do is expand its communication, OSSN's communication with home-based travel retailers. Now, the new blog will focus on marketing tips, industry updates, and association news via a format that features more frequent updates than a typical website. And it will be open for viewing by any agent, not just OSN members. So anyone can come to this blog and view. Now, the blog is going to be managed by Denise Vogel, and she's an ongoing contributor to the OSSN's daily member newsletter. And her company, Click of the Mouse, helps clients learn how to take advantage of computer software and alleviate stress in learning to use technology. And OSSN's regional managers and chapter directors will join Vogel in contributing to posts in the blog and giving the site a wide range of viewpoints. Now, this looks like and stands to be a very valuable blog for the home-based travel agent. I would suggest that you check out the show notes, and I will have a link to this blog in the show notes. Okay, that's the two news-related items that I have for today. And we'll be back next week with a special guest, a guest that's been on the show before, but this guest is coming on here with a new business idea that will be of interest for you. So stay tuned for that, and we look forward to having you back next week. In the meantime, have safe travels, stay healthy, and we'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
This cold and wintry day, I saw the feelings you'll never know. Not knowing someone would share my heart someday. Lost all the hope for someone to love. Now I see a different time since you've been here. I just have one thing to ask of you, my dear. Would you be my Valentine?
Not just today, but
would you be my Valentine?
Not just today, but all
the time. When I first met you, the one true love I'd know, I nearly started to run and hide. We took our chances and fell into desire. Then all the lonelihood was gone inside. Now I see a different time.